But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood firm. They refused to compromise. They knew that in obeying the king, they would be violating one of God's 10 commandments. And they'd rather choose death than knowingly dishonor their God. Well, the king heard that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down to his golden image. And of course, suddenly he remembers, oh man, these guys are good. I don't really want to lose them. So he brings them before him and he says, I'll give you another chance. Perhaps you didn't hear the music the first time, but now when you hear the music, bow down and worship the golden image. And I like the response that they give the king. I don't know who it was who spoke, but one of them stepped forward and said, okay, you don't have to give us another chance. We are not afraid to answer you in this matter. For the God that we serve is able to deliver us from your fiery furnace. But even if he does not deliver us, let it be known to you, O king, we will not bow down and worship your golden image. Oh, my God can deliver me, they said. But if he chooses not to, we're still not going to bow down. With that, the king jumps to his feet. His face is red with anger. And he says, heat the furnace 7 times more. And the fire was so hot, the men were slain who forced Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fiery furnace. And the only thing that burnt was the ropes that held them. And then the king looked into that fiery furnace. And with astonishment, he said, didn't we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? For lo, I see not 3, but 4. And the 4th, like the Son of God.